The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On, the Olympics.
Now, you had a tremendous amount of success in the Olympics.
Nick Bonino.
Hey, guys, what are your thoughts on Nick Bonino?
Yeah, I like Nick Bonino.
Who?
Nick Bonino.
Walker Buehler.
With all due respect, this guy isn't exactly Rickard Henderson. Look at his bump. He's got a little pitcher bump, skinny legs. No, I took a hard look at it. You got to do your research, right?
Chocolate bars.
Look at some of these people. Snickers, caramel, Butterfinger. I don't even know what a forfeit it is. Eat more. Oh, Henry, all taken before the original candy bar.
It's time for Struds On.
Missing Kane. You know, it's obvious that you're going to miss a guy like Evander Kane. And you take out your third or fourth best forward of any team, and you're going to be missing it. But I thought for last night was the first time that I can remember since Kane's been out where the physicality of Kane was missed. You know, Jordan Greenway, he is a beast. Man, I like the way he plays. And he was physical on you know, the Oilers players. Ryan Reeves, you know, he tries to get involved, but I think the best thing to do is just skate away. And they did a pretty good job, but I thought Greenway and Ek, you can even see the way Draisaitl reacted to Ek towards the end of the game with that punch in the face that should have been a penalty. So remember the next time you think that Connor McDavid's getting roughed up, just remember what Draisaitl did to Eriksson Ek. That was a penalty, or should have been a penalty. Wasn't called. But Evander Kane just brings swagger to this lineup, and he has that unpredictability factor. You don't know what he's going to do. You think back to the playoffs last year, and he just dropped Kadri into the corner, and Kadri broke his thumb or whatever it was. Kane didn't care. He just skated off like it was like nothing. He has zero conscience on the ice. And when you're playing a team like Minnesota that has some bigger guys, I even thought Dumba was pretty physical last night. When you're playing a team like that, you need to have someone who can push back. Doesn't mean fight. It just means have their own swagger and push back. Maybe go after Kaprizov or different things like that. But last night, it was really clear how much of a physical and unpredictable factor that Evander Kane is for this team. And Greg's, you know, Connor, I hadn't seen it. I hadn't seen that. There's been things we've missed about Kane, or the team's missed about Kane, but not that physical factor that like we saw it last night against Minnesota.